welcome to Wisdom for Women. Today is a continuation of our Resolving Marital Issues series. And wow, we were so blessed last week. We give God all the glory for touching our lives in a unique way. One more time, I want to advise our viewers, it's going to be explosive. You want to grab a drink, a tea, or coffee, and then take a minute. I know you want to watch the program, but please take a minute and call up a friend. Tell her she needs to watch the Wisdom for Women. Like I said last week, every marriage, no matter how old or young, has had to deal with issues and conflicts. So the saying goes that conflicts are normal, and you're not abnormal because your marriage has conflicts. The issue is, how do you resolve the conflicts? It goes to the rich, it goes to the poor, it goes to the new convert, goes to the pastor. It's not a respecter of person, but we need wisdom. Someone say, I need wisdom.
I need wisdom.
And the wisdom we're talking about is the wisdom that is from above. Wisdom that is not sensual. Wisdom that is pure. And wisdom that is godly. I believe as you watch in the next couple of weeks, and as we take the mask off and deal with the root issues in homes today, we're going to bring Christian marriages to a place of honor, and we're going to put down the enemy that has stolen your peace. Amen. I want you to look into the eyes of your neighbor, give her a big smile, and just say, neighbor or neighbor,
there's
a new joy,
there's a new peace.
That is coming into your home.
That is coming into your home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Last week, we started looking at the sources of conflict. Like I said again last week, you cannot deal with an enemy that you do not know. So we need to expose the various sources of conflict. We've looked at finances, we've looked at children, we've looked at sex, and we continue this week with the sources of conflict. So I want you to stay tuned and be blessed.
Hi, okay, I'm here with Subisita. Subisita, how are you?
I'm okay.
Fantastic, I'm very well, thank you very much. I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions about marriage. What do you think about marriage in this day and age?
I don't think it's the right thing to do nowadays, because looking at it to nowadays, it's really not worthwhile having a man in your life, because men, they just take women for granted.
So you think it's a waste of time? People shouldn't really bother getting married because it ends up breaking up?
Yes.
Men don't usually look after the women, so they end up getting a divorce or something.
That's true, very true.
Right. Are you married yourself?
Yes, I am.
Would you do everything it takes in your power to make sure that your man stays with you, that your husband stays with you?
Yes.
So you're prepared to work at the marriage?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for taking your time. I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're looking at a scenario where a husband just walks in into the home, this is a Christian home now, and tells his wife, I've got another woman. He's got another woman in his life. What should the woman do? Praise the Lord. Like I just said, there was a woman that phoned me yesterday or 3 days ago and said, I caught my husband red-handed, and he confessed that he's been going out with another person. And I said, now, fine. Don't nag him. Don't scream. Don't yell. Your weapons, the weapon that you're going to use, is not carnal. The spirit that is pulling your husband from his home is strong. And there must be a stronger force inside of your home that is willing to tie him down. And that is the force of love.
If there's anything that cannot fail, it is love. This is the time to begin to show him love. In fact, paralyze him with love. He expects that you scream and shout then. Yes, he will say, yes, you can go to hell too. Yes, yes, let the marriage go to places. Yes, that is what the enemy wants. But you've been wise. You're a woman of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will be telling you, oh, you'll forgive your husband. That was the story of this woman. Can I tell the story? This story of a woman that my brother told me, the husband has been having extramarital affairs, and of course she knows, and each time she hears those messages, news, she writes in a diary, but that man is a stranger. My husband is coming back home. One day the man came home drunk, beat the daylight demons out of the woman, and she went, cried, brought out her little diary. A stranger came home today, beat the daylight demons out of me, but my husband is coming back home. Then the sister has been running, telling her, look, I've been seeing your husband. Your husband is flirting about. Your husband is having friends outside. You don't believe me. Now I've located where he is right now. He's in an hotel right now. So they went to an hotel together with the wife, went upstairs to the room 17. The sister peeped first, saw the man on top of the room and making love to her. Then said, okay, you, wife, okay, peep and see. Whose trousers on the floor? I say, yes, those are my husband's trousers. The socks, the shoes. Then who is that man on top of that woman? I say, that's a stranger. I say, my husband is coming back home. But one day, she was believing God for her husband. Hallelujah. One day, the husband was looking for one of his silk socks or something like that. He opened the drawer and saw a diary. And out of curiosity, he opened the diary. Instead of saying, the stranger, but my husband is coming back. So many stranger and stranger. Then there was this particular day he knew that he that was the day he beat her very, so very much. And that he was the one that the wife is calling a stranger, and that the husband is coming back home. And he saw where she mimicked that she came to the hotel and saw the stranger making love to a woman, and that was supposed to be him, and that she still referred to him as a stranger. The Holy Ghost came upon him.
Hallelujah.
He started weeping. This thing happened in Nigeria. He wept, then he went to the sitting room where the woman was watching a television program. He said, honey, they don't used to call honey and say, Baba, so and so, what happened? He said, the stranger has just left your home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the first reaction is, oh God, I'm packing out. Oh God, it's not going to solve any problem. If you pack out of this man's house, how far are you, what guarantees you that the next one you're going to marry is not going to be the one that is jumping from one skirt to the other? Hallelujah. So your home is undergoing a pressure. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Let me ask you, you said something that the power that is pulling your husband is a strong force. Would you counsel a woman that is in such a situation about what to do? You've said it's a spirit. The Bible says this kind goeth not out except by fasting and by prayer.
Hallelujah. This one, apart from fasting and prayer, you need to be doing some other things. Like, for example, now, your husband has just told you, I'm sleeping around, no more, forgive him. You can pray and fast all you can. If you don't forgive your husband, your prayers don't want to develop wings and fly to anywhere. Hallelujah. There's a force pulling men outside right now. There are forces pulling genuine, bona fide, born again outside. And if their wives don't develop a spiritual energy strong enough to tie the man down, that means the love of God, the agape love of God.
We're now going to look at another source of conflict, which is wife battering. There are several women today who are in homes where they are being battered verbally, physically, and in so many other areas. And it's sad to say, even in Christian homes. Today we're going to look at one woman's story about her experience in this area. I've got with me a Christian lady who is serving the Lord and doing things for the Lord. Can you please join me as we welcome Carol McQuarrie? Carol, you're welcome to Wisdom for Women, and it's really good to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank God. Would you please share with us your experience as a battered wife?
Yes, certainly. I'd like to, so that other women do not have to go through what I went through, and hopefully can see the pitfalls before they get married.
Now, could you just give us some kind of brief outline about what you went through?
Yes, certainly. I got engaged when I was about 18 years of age, which is about 25, 26 years ago. And I knew then I was making a mistake. My fiancé, if I went to speak to anybody, would hit me. And within the first month of being engaged, I actually lost all my front teeth, and I've got false teeth. But I thought it was my fault. I must have said something to somebody to offend him, because I thought, well, what did I do? I used to be very quiet, very shy, and I just accepted it. And then, just before I was going to get married, my father died very suddenly, and I thought, I can't get married. I know I am marrying the wrong person. But everybody who I spoke to, like family members and friends, said, oh, it's the bereavement of losing your father. You'll be fine when you get married. But they did not know what I'd already gone through by being hit and basically being belligerent in front of people. And I didn't speak to people. They thought I was very shy or very much of a snob. But the marriage went through, and within a few months of being married, I was being beaten. I was being ridiculed in front of people. If we went out in a group of friends, one day we were sitting at a table having dinner, and it was like man, lady, like you do, gentlemen, and you know, very nice, posh dinner. And my husband was sitting opposite me. And I just happened to speak to the gentleman to my left, being polite, and the next minute I landed over the other side of the table in front of all these people because I spoke to that person.